views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guests will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create the life that you desire. I want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website, and that website is AskSueLondon.com. And folks, when you go to the website, we've got lots of great stuff on there. The blog has got lots of meditations and lots of wonderful gifts and recipes, lots of great stuff at the blog, so check that out. And when you go on the homepage, you'll see a spot where it says sign up for the free newsletter. Sign up for that, and we're going to send you 10 inspiring videos that will help you with all kinds of your challenges that you're going through. So go to the website, AskSueLondon.com, and check all that out, because we're here to help you, folks. So, Christopher, I'm so excited about the show tonight. I can't even get my words out. And I've missed you. My gosh, it feels like this is forever since we've last spoke.
I know. So the listeners are probably wondering what we're talking about, because we've been playing some wonderful shows the last couple of weeks, which both you and I chatted on. But for the listeners that don't know, those were archives, and now we're back live again. And today, just so I can prove that we're live, is June 5th, 2014. Now everybody knows we're live.
There you go. Well, I got to tell everybody, my husband Ross and I, we were in Branson, Missouri last week. So if you were following my Facebook fan page, Ask Sue London, you will see, you know, the fun that we had, the great people we met. And, you know, Christopher, I got to tell you, we traveled quite a bit. And I would have to say that in Branson, they are the nicest people. Got to say it. They are so welcoming.
Everyone wait a minute. What a as
you
nice
felt like
nicer
you were sitting down at the kitchen table.
Nicer, not nicer than here.
Okay, now you're really getting me in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god. Well, you know what? They were pretty awesome.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Okay, how's that? I don't want to like cause any problems here and say the wrong thing, but I got to say they were pretty special. Just so welcoming. And Branson, remember how I said a few weeks ago I just didn't know what to expect. We didn't know what it was like or that. It's kind of like a mini version of Myrtle Beach, but you know, like there's shows there. It was great. We had rain every day, but even with that, it was okay because everything we did was inside. And we met a lot of great people, like I said. And one of the bands that I met after was the Texas Tenors. And if you remember back, if we got any fans of America's Got Talent listening, these guys won for the best band in 2009. And now they have just skyrocketed and they've taken off. So I met with them after their show. Really grounded, very welcoming guys, three guys. And we're looking at, you know, going to get them on the show and talk about their journey of what they went through before they were picked for the show, going on the show, and how things have just exploded for them now. So, and they're going to be coming actually into the Rhode Island area. I think they're going to be in, oh my gosh, Connecticut, close to the border, I believe.
Maybe near, maybe at one of the casinos or something like that.
You know, I don't know. If you go to texastenors.com, it'll tell you that. But that was, you know, what we did. And then we also met another band, and I was talking to even the family. It was a group of kids, and they grew up in the Ozark Mountains, and the parents wanted to keep their kids out of trouble, so they got them into taking music lessons, and they didn't know their kids had such amazing talent. And now they're kind of like the top show in Branson. So they're called the Haygoods, and it was phenomenal. Phenomenal. So those are two, if you're going to Branson, folks, I want to recommend that you check those two shows out. Actually work your trip around them.
I have one question, though, about Branson. You said it was like Myrtle Beach. Is there water there?
No water, but like Myrtle Beach seems to have a lot of activities, shows. Like there's the Dixie Stampede. You know, Dolly Parton owns that, where you can see her shows. Like, you know, you eat with your hands while they have a show going on, like medieval times. Do you know, are you familiar
with shows? Theatrical dinner shows. I love those, yes.
Yeah. So they have kind of shows like that. And we went to the IMAX theater and saw this big screen of sharks and that, and it was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
I'm so proud to say I ate so healthy. Dr. Michael, as you know, my naturopath, really helped me with that. And I figured out how to eat when I travel, so I'm really proud of that. And I was really lucky. You know, the right people always show up for us, right?
They do. They just seem to fall into place, don't they?
Exactly. And so we stayed at Welk Resort, a phenomenal place to stay. And the girl at the concierge desk, her name was Brinley Eden. And I would just go to her and ask, you know, where can I get my organic stuff or my gluten-free stuff? And she led us to a college. I think it's called the Ozark College. And this school, the kids don't pay a tuition, but they have to work so many hours a week, and then they go to school, and they don't get paid for working, but that's covering their tuition. So it was really cool, and they grew crops. They had, you know, the cows, and they had made their own milk and butter and that, and sold it in a fruit farmer's market. So the day we were leaving, Ross and I stopped by and got lots of fruit or vegetables, and that was our snacks for the way home. So does that impress you or what, eh?
It really does. And you even sent me a postcard from there, which we all love here at the station. So
you
thank
like
you.
That?
Yes.
Well, you know what? It was really strange, you know, not doing a show for that 1 week. Although we had done a lot of pre-recording before we went, but it was great. It was really great. I love meeting new people. Very tiring, long drive. Mm-hmm. 20 hours coming home.
Who did? I want to know who did most of the driving. You or Ross?
The first day we equaled it, and then the second day I was kind of struggling. I was really tired. I was feeling antsy being in the car.
I can
see
that.
So he drove for about 2 hours, and I would drive for about an hour and a half, where I was doing pretty good with 2.5 hours, then we would switch. But we only stopped kind of for the bathroom break and then, you know, eat something, but we had made everything, so we didn't have to stop with restaurants or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I knew you were going to ask me that question.
Well, you know, I was thinking about you with your vitamin B12 shots and if you had them recently before your drive or, you know, how much energy you had.
Yeah, I went and got it the night before.
Okay, well, that should have worked out for you then.
It did. It was really great, you know, for that. And then when we came back, we were both very, very tired because there's an hour time change, and I seem to really be affected by time change no matter how long it is. And I don't know what it is, but always, 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 on holidays, I wake up so early at like 5:30 kind of thing. And I don't wake up. I'm not like that kind of a morning person, I got to tell you. So I was getting up and sitting on our balcony listening to the bullfrogs and watching the geese fly over and the ducks. So it was really nice, quiet. You know, Ozark Mountains is pretty cool. So, yeah.
And I still think of Jackie Blue when you talk about Ozark Mountains.
Okay.
You know, the Ozark Mountain Daredevils, Jackie Blue, the song I was telling you about. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, when we bring the Texas Tenors on, we'll have to play their music because it's really good. And you're going to like that music.
I can't wait. This is awesome.
Yeah, so got to tell you, we had our guest on here before, folks. Now, our guest is Dr. Kevin Morrison, and why I'm excited about the show tonight is because I love bragging about this man. Vaughn and his partner, that she works with him, the two of them are phenomenal. I want everyone to hear what I got to say about this amazing man.
Me too. I can't wait.
Okay, so you want to take the break now?
Let's do the break, and we'll be right back.
Thanks.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Fisili is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio. I'm your host, Sue London, and I want to say that we've got a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal Beyond show for you today, folks. And I want each of you listening to call in and experience this amazing miracle man. We have our guest here is Dr. Kevin Morrison. I will tell you that I personally am working with this man since he was on our show, just May, beginning of May, right, Dr. Kevin? Has it only been that short of time?
Yeah, it hasn't been that long.
No. Oh, I got to tell you, folks, after the show, Dr. Kevin had said some things on the show about me, and I was at the time, I will honestly tell you, I was going through a situation, and he helped me with that. But if you remember, I was saying that, folks, I have to go to the dentist next Wednesday, and I have to have 6 to 8 mercury fillings removed, and I have to have a cath, and I was one that I would be freaked out beyond going to the dentist as a result of having an experience when I was 21. So I connected with Dr. Kevin after the show, and I said, okay, you know what, this has got to go. This is time to heal this once and for all, and I want to, you know, be better in the chair when I have to go next week. So I started working with Dr. Kevin and Vonda, and we're, you're going to learn how it all the pieces go together with the team. And my life has changed dramatically, and I've had 3 sessions with them. And my husband now, just I guess it was just last night, has signed up. Ross has signed up and is now going to be working with them as well. And my naturopath, Dr. Michael Farsino, we've had him on the show, he has been saying to me every time I've gone to him, what are you doing? You are so calm. You're so different. You are so relaxed when you talk about the dentist. He noticed a huge change. And a funny thing, too, folks, is that my youngest daughter, we call her Mario Andretti. She's a crazy driver, and I don't like getting in the car with her. And one of the things that Dr. Kevin and I covered was fear. And my daughter said to me, Mom, I don't know how to explain it, but you are sitting in my car with not white-knuckling the handle. She said, I'm very proud of you. I don't know what you're doing, but it's really paying off, and it's nice to have you in my car. So that has been happening. So last night, got to tell you folks, sorry, Dr. Kevin, if I'm bragging about you too much. I will let you talk tonight, I promise, okay?
No problem.
So last night, I had a session with Dr. Kevin and Vonda, I guess 2 days ago, and last night, Ross and I received a check in the mail, unexpected, for $31,000. So that has happened, and after the first session, Christopher and I had told you a few weeks back that there was something going to be happening that was pretty big for me, and I have accepted an offer to have my own Get Inspired Media Network, where we will be hosting radio hosts, TV hosts, and musicians. And I've been offered a TV show a while back, so that this is kind of a piece, the next piece of the puzzle, you could say. So all of this has happened, folks, in just 3 sessions with this man, and so much more that I'm not even telling you. So why don't I just pass it over to you, Dr. Kevin, and you tell everybody what this technique is, because we're talking about color therapy, we're talking about chakras tonight, and we want to encourage everyone to call in because you're going to help them, right?
Yeah, well, what we're going to do, we can't do a full session with anybody because, as you know, the sessions take, you know, an hour and a half, because you and I have been spending an hour and a half together and with Vonda at the start and the end of each session. But what I'm going to do tonight is when people call in, what I do is I intuitively connect to which chakras they have. That basically, I just say their chakras are energy. It's your energy in your body. Which chakras are out of alignment? And for people who don't know about chakras, maybe I'll go through a little bit of the basics about them. So basically, I work with there's more than 8 chakras. Most people know about 7 chakras. There's actually more, but the higher chakras you can only connect to with sounds and so forth. So the 8 chakras I work with, the first chakra that I call the zero chakra, that energy is actually connected down below your feet, and the zero chakra is it's concerned with everything about you being able to make decisions. And so many people in their life, that can be decisions with around, you know, marriage, around your business. It's anything with making decisions. And a lot of people, what I describe it as, they're going through life steering their boat, and they got a broken rudder, so their ship is going all over the ocean. They're making decisions willy-nilly, and they're not getting ahead in life. So that's the zero chakra. The first chakra is down at the base of your spine, and the color of it is red, and that is your root chakra. And your root chakra is all about the energy that helps to keep you grounded. It's all about the energy that helps to keep you safe. And that can be safe with money, with job, with finance, with career, anything in your life where you don't feel safe. So things like going to the dentist would be an issue of not feeling safe.
Right.
And when your root chakra's out, it's kind of equivalent to someone trying to sit on a chair with 3 legs instead of 4 legs. Everything seems wobbly. You just don't seem stable. You don't seem balanced. The next chakra is in your pelvis. It's your sacral chakra. It's the color of it is orange like an orange or an orange sun. And the sacral chakra, it's all about things like creativity. It's about feeling nurtured. It's about intimacy, being able to have, you know, be intimate with someone else, not necessarily sexually, but intimate conversations, to be able to open up to that person. The next chakra I deal with is the self-worth chakra. It's right at your, basically just around the level of your belly button. The color of that is yellow. And self-worth is all about, like we say, self-worth. That's pretty self-explanatory. The next chakra we deal with is your heart chakra. Your heart chakra sits right at the level of your heart. And the heart chakra is all about your ability to feel love, to experience joy, to experience inner peace. Anything to do with love. What I find one of the issues with people is so many people are very good givers of love, but they're not very good receivers of love. And so what happens, a lot of people, when I muscle test them, when I work with them, they're not congruent when I have them say the statement, I love myself, I love who I am. And what happens when you don't love yourself and you don't feel lovable, if someone else tries to love you, you'll tend to push that person away subconsciously. You don't realize you're doing it, but you always live up to what your dominant thought is. So if you don't believe that you're lovable, you basically can't accept someone trying to love you. And so that relationship, it's a very volatile relationship. Someone wants to love you, you push them away. The next chakra is your throat chakra. The color is blue. The throat chakra is all about speaking your truth. It's all about you taking back control of your life. Because so many people give their power away. They give their power away maybe to their husband, their wife, their children, their boss, their parents when they're younger, you know, to a friend, whoever, but they give their power away. So this is about you taking back your power, standing up and speaking your truth, speaking your voice. The sixth chakra is called the third eye chakra because it sits right between your eyes, right at the top of your brow. And the color is indigo. And the third eye chakra is all about trust and intuition. And by the way, that is the next chakra that we are going to work on, I believe we see before you go to the dentist.
That's right,
That's the chakra we're going to work on for you is about trust and intuition. And it's a very spiritual chakra. You're getting into the spiritual chakras. The last chakra is the seventh chakra. They call it the crown chakra. The energy sits above your head like a crown. And the crown chakra, what color is white?
Violet.
Violet, yeah, violet. I'm no good with colors. I'm a guy, so it's violet. And basically, the crown chakra is about two things. It's about your higher purpose, like why are you here? What is your purpose in coming back to this earth and living this life? And the other thing is about your connection to source, universal energy, to God, whatever it is you want to call it. So what sometimes people have issues about their purpose in life, some people have issues about they want to be more spiritual, they want a better spiritual connection. And the one thing is when you work on that seventh chakra, people, they open up spiritually, they become more intuitive. And when you work on any chakra, you become more intuitive. And I mean, Sue, you're probably finding that you opened up spiritually, intuitively. So
yeah,
that's kind of a rundown of what chakras we deal with. And the other thing I'll say is that when I say, you know, someone has three chakras, let's say they're out of alignment, one chakra might have four issues with it, because each chakra, you can think of it like an onion. And you get one layer of the onion is one big issue, you clear that, but there's another layer to clear, another layer, another layer. It's like peeling away the layers of the onion. So you may have only three chakras you have to deal with, but you might have 10 major issues you have to clear. And each issue generally takes me about an hour and a half to clear. So an example would be self-worth, right? You might have self-worth issues about when you were a child, self-worth issues around your job, self-worth issues around your marriage. So there would be three major issues that are separate issues that you have to deal with, and you deal with them on separate occasions. So there's a lot, as you're finding out as we work with you, there's a lot to do with the chakras to clear them.
Yeah, and folks, I can tell you that you can do this in person with Dr. Kevin and Vonda, or you can do it over the phone, like with Skype. It's a very non-invasive, I guess you could say. You are totally safe doing this. It's not like you're having to share all your baggage. Like you don't, you just, Dr. Kevin will say, okay, think back, and you know, is this, you know, where, what is this is stemming from? You don't even have to talk about it. And let me tell you, folks, this man, I met my match with this man. I love working with him because he can put you in line. He knows exactly. He zones right into you. So you're not hiding anything from this man, folks. And I love working with people like this.
We did a number of sessions today. And the one girl, she was in the office, and we were doing her. We always have you say, basically what we do is I help you to connect to what emotion you need to let go of.
Yeah.
And you're the one that finds where it is, but I know the emotion you have to let go of, whether it's anger, resentment, depression, whatever it is. And
right.
then I always say, is there a thought behind the thought? Because the emotion you have to release, it's the thought behind the thought. It's like if someone says, I want to be rich, that's what they're thinking consciously, but the thought behind the thought is, I'm always going to be poor. I'm always going to have lack. So
yeah.
I want to let go of that feeling of lack. And when they do, I say, okay, what emotion, what feeling do you want to bring in? Do you want to focus on that makes you feel good, that is much better than feeling lack? And you decide what you want to bring in. The only thing I have you have to tell me is what emotion that you want to bring in. And then when you tell me, I ask you to find where in your life have you felt that emotion. Because you have to feel it to remember it. And sometimes people haven't felt an emotion, like they want to feel valued. They've never felt valued. In that case, I'll say, I want you to visualize what feeling valued feels like to you in your imagination, in your mind. I want you to daydream about feeling valued. So even if you never felt the emotion, you can still feel it because you're creating what that emotion feels like. And we have you do that for 68 seconds. You know what I'm talking about. We have you do those meditations. We have you kind of drift away in your mind.
Yeah, and folks, it is really, I can't tell you how much calmer I am. And Christopher, you know how I can be pretty the energized bunny, right?
Well, that's wired in a good way, I like to say.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, I exhausted myself because I was so up there, right? but, yeah, I cannot tell you all listening about how phenomenal Dr. Kevin Morrison is. And what I want to do, we have to take a break now, Dr. Kevin. So
okay,
what I want to do is, everyone listening, you got a huge opportunity here. I want you all to pick up your phone, and I want you to call Christopher, and I want you to have the opportunity for Dr. Kevin Morrison to tell you what's going on in your chakras and learn how he can help you, because it has changed my life beyond. I cannot talk so highly enough about this man. So call us. Call in at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, and then we'll pass it over to Dr. Kevin, and he'll help you. So let's take that break now, Christopher, and then we'll come back with lots of good stuff.
Insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IAmEnergy.ca.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Thank you. Welcome back to Get Inspired Radio. I'm your host, Sue London. We've got an amazing guest here today. We've got Dr. Kevin Morrison. I want to tell everybody to check out his website, awakeningstechnique.com. And if you go to my blog at AskSueLondon.com, you'll see that we have on there two MP3s that everyone can download. One is called The Subconscious Mind, and then the other one is The Introduction to Awakenings Technique. So check that out. Now, Christopher, do I understand we have somebody on the call now that is ready to work with Dr. Kevin?
Yes, we have Rochelle from Seattle.
Okay. Hi, Rochelle. Welcome to the show.
Rochelle?
Hello, Rochelle.
She disappeared. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Rochelle, call back, please. Did you hit the wrong button, Christopher?
No, I this time I must confess I hit the right button, if that's a confession.
We're all having fun here, folks, with technology.
Yeah, so Rochelle, please call back. And by the way, the number for everybody to call is 1-800-930-2819. And it looks like Rochelle is calling back.
Okay, good.
I'm going to take a wild guess. I know this is dangerous. Rochelle, is that you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show, Rochelle. We're glad to have you here.
Oh, sure.
You're on the show now.
And I heard you saying something about your chakras, so that's why I'm calling.
Perfect. Well, what I'm going to do is pass the mic over to Dr. Kevin Morrison, and then do you want to talk to Rochelle about where she's at with everything?
Yeah, no problem. Hi, Rochelle.
Hi there.
Okay, so if I go quiet, it's just because I'm connecting, okay? I just want to connect for a sec. How many chakras, please? Exactly.
Okay.
The first thing I'm going to tell you is basically, if you were sitting down in my office, the first thing I'd tell you is you've got five chakras that we want to deal with. Okay?
Okay.
And what I usually do is, like Sue would know, I always say I'm going to connect to the highest priority chakra first. And the highest priority chakra, is it zero? Is it one? Is it two? Is it three? The highest priority chakra that I would deal with you, work with, is your self-worth. Okay, your third chakra. And basically, what I'll do is I'm just going to say how many elements with your self-worth in your soul do you have to clear? Exactly zero, exactly one, exactly two. So I'm just going to connect to one of the emotions. The first emotion I'd connect to with you. So is it 1 to 10? Is it 11 to 20? Is it 11 to 15, 16? So the first emotion I connect with you to you is a feeling of inner hopelessness. And I would ask, is it in the future? Is it in the present? Is it in the past? So the question I would ask you if you're sitting in my office is I'd say I want you to connect to your first immediate thought as to where you felt a sense of inner hopelessness in the past. Now, the past is basically 5 seconds ago is the past, and the past is right back to when you were born. So what I want is the very first immediate thought. It's like saying, think of white bunnies. I don't want you to – you don't have to go searching. When I say, when did you feel a sense of hopelessness, all I want you to do – when you've connected, is just say either praise God or praise source so I know you're connected. Okay, the first chakra I deal with would be the third chakra, as we talked about, is her self-worth. The second chakra we deal with would be her throat chakra, about taking back control of her life, about speaking her truth, because there's somewhere in her life where she's given her power away, where she's not speaking her truth, she's not speaking her voice. So that would be a whole separate issue that I would deal with her, was about speaking her truth. The next chakra is about the sixth chakra, which is about trusting and intuition. Is this about her trusting other people? Is it her trusting herself? It's about her own trust. It's about her own trust, her own intuition. The next chakra that I would work with her is seventh chakra, the crown chakra. I'm just asking these questions out loud. Is it connection to spirit, hold strong, connection to purpose? And what I get is connection to spirit, that she wants to have a deeper connection with spirit, with universal energy, with God, with whatever you want to talk about. And the next chakra, the last chakra, is it zero chakra? It's first. The next chakra is her first chakra. It's about feeling safe. So I'd be doing a whole session with her with all the emotions surrounding why she doesn't feel safe and is it safe in the present. It's about not feeling safe in the past. So we'd go back and we'd find out where didn't you feel safe in the past? What are all the emotions around you not feeling safe? Because when you don't feel safe in the past, you don't feel safe in the present. You bring those emotions, carry them with you like baggage. So when something happens in the past, it still affects you in the present. It still affects you in the future unless you release it. Are there any other major shocks with her? Hold strong, right to spirit, hold strong. No. So those are the five chakras that I would deal with for her.
Okay, now
it would be like,
we've got Rochelle back on the air now.
Okay.
Is it Mercury retrograde?
Welcome back, Michelle.
So, Rochelle, did you
Thank
hear
you.
The things that Dr. Kevin was saying about you?
Not really. No, I'm sorry. I didn't.
Oh, gotta love technology. It's all we can say.
Exactly.
So, Dr. Kevin.
Can we go through it again? Well, basically what I'll just do is I'll tell her what chakras I want. Like with you, when I told you what chakras I was going to work with you with.
Yeah.
So basically, can she hear me now?
Yes, I can. Perfectly.
Okay, excellent. So basically, the first chakra that I would deal with you, and we can do this on Skype, like you don't have to be sitting in front of us, is your third chakra. And the third chakra is about self-worth. Is this? And I'm just going to ask questions out loud to myself. So the main issue is self-worth in the present. Hold strong. Is it self-worth in the past? So this is issues about self-worth from the past. And if I was going to connect to emotions, the first emotion with your self-worth from the past is with wood, water, metal, earth. The first emotion is under earth. I know this doesn't make sense until we talk. Is it 1 to 10? Is it 10 to 15? Is it 16? So the emotion I get, again, is the emotion of inner hopelessness. So the question I would ask you is where in the – I want you to connect to your first immediate thought as to where you felt a sense of inner hopelessness in the past. That's all I want to know. And when you connect to it, all I want you to say is either praise God or praise Source.
Praise God.
Praise God. Awesome. Then this is what I do in the office or on Skype. I'd say, is there an emotion behind inner hopelessness? And I get, when I'm muscle testing Vonda, I'm using her as a surrogate, I'm getting yes, there is. So the question, what I would say is, what is the emotion that you felt over and over and over that led you to that ultimate feeling inner hopelessness? And normally I wouldn't even have you say it, but because we're on the air, if you can share it. If you can't, then don't. But I want to know, I want you to connect to what emotion did
it's
you
sadness.
Feel it? Sadness. Is that the greatest? I'm just asking a question. Is that the greatest emotion? Yes. So then what I do is I say, what emotion can you reach for and feel that feels much better to you than sadness? If you were to replace that emotion, put it in the garbage can of life, what feeling, what energy, what emotion would you reach for? What would you choose?
Joy.
I'm going to ask, can you right now, or you're able to reach for joy, hold strong? And actually, I get you can't. So basically, what I would do, what I'm saying is, for you right now, where you are in your life, I get the joy, that energy is really tough for you to really reach for it and grasp it. So I would start with something just like happiness. Does that make sense?
Yep, that makes sense.
Okay. It's not that you can't eventually go to joy, but I get intuitively that that would be a real stretch for you right now. And I'm going to ask, have you ever allowed yourself to feel real happiness? Hold strong. Yes. So what I would do is I would say, I want you to allow yourself to connect. Go to your happy place. I'd want you to basically connect to where you feel, not just see, where you feel really happy. And when you get to that place, I just want you to say either praise God or praise Source, just so I know you're connected.
Resource.
Awesome. Now, what I would do, because we haven't got a lot of time, in the office or on Skype, I would have you meditate. I would have you visualize that happiness. Feel that happiness. Remember that happiness for 68 seconds. Then once you're done that, I would have you take a beautiful breath in, breathe out, and I would actually have you say an affirmation, like something like, I am happy in all aspects of my life. So actually, say that for me right now. Say, I am happy in all aspects of my life.
I am happy in all aspects of my life.
Okay. So I know that you're not congruent with that. And it's partially because we haven't had you go through the meditation. But I'll have you also just say, I am happy.
I am happy.
And actually, so I know you're not congruent with that. So say, I'm not happy.
I'm not happy.
You are congruent with that. So what the problem now, like we haven't done the technique, I'm just showing you how it works, is that basically your subconscious mind is congruent with you not being happy, rather than being happy. So basically, your world is going to show up various ways to show you why you're not supposed to be happy. So if we work all through the third chakra, the next chakra that I would work with you, I'm going to connect to it, is the third, fourth, fifth. The next chakra is your throat chakra. Your throat chakra, once again, is about speaking your truth, taking back your power in your life. And I want to know, is this issue mainly, is this from the present? Is this from the past? So once again, I would have you, I want you to connect to where you basically lost your voice, where you gave your power away, where you felt you didn't have power in the past. It might be when you were a young lady, might have been when you were a little girl. Mm-hmm. But I want you to simply to connect to where you remember feeling I had no power. And when you're there, just say, praise God.
Praise God.
Okay. Now that, you're doing beautifully. In the office, we would take like an hour and a half, because that whole chakra is, we have to clear every single emotion with the five elements of Chinese medicine. There's five elements that cover a myriad of emotions, and I connect to every emotion you need to let go of. If we finish that chakra, the next chakra for you would be your sixth chakra, the one between your eyes. It's about trust and intuition. The main issue with you is intuition. The main issue is trust. Okay? I'm asking questions out loud. I usually think these questions. Are you really trusting? No. So is this an issue in the present? Is this an issue in the past? Is it dealing with money? And I would ask you to connect to what relationship in your past caused you to not trust. It could have been a parent, it could have been a partner, it could have been a child. I don't want you to say anything, but you can remember, you can connect to where that lack of trust came from, right?
Mm-hmm, I can.
Yeah. So once again, that's a whole other issue that we deal with your sixth chakra. There's all these emotions around you not trusting. There's probably pain, there's fear, there's depression, there's doubt. The next chakra for you is your seventh chakra. This would be your fourth session that you go through with Vonda and I. Your seventh chakra is about connecting to, it's either your higher self or to your higher purpose. With you, I'm going to connect, is it higher purpose? It's higher self. Is it from the past, in the present? So the issue I connect to with you is about you want to be more spiritual. This is in the present. You want to have a deeper connection to something greater than yourself, right?
Correct.
I know. So that is, so there's, you have blocks. You want to be spiritual, but there's blocks getting in the way. There's emotions that are getting in the way. It might even be people around you that don't believe in what you believe, and they block your progress to be more spiritual. But I would help you. We would help you to find out what are the emotions blocking your ability to become more spiritual. The next chakra, this would be your fifth session. Okay, is the first chakra. The first chakra is right at the base of your spine, and it's about being safe, feeling safe. And I'm going to connect for a second where you don't feel safe. Is it in the past? Is it in the present? Okay, is it? Okay. And I want you to connect. All I'd ask you is I want you, the issue is I want you to connect. I don't want you to say anything, but I want you to connect to where you don't feel safe in the present in a relationship. It could be a mother, a father, a brother, a child, but I know you don't feel safe. And when you connect it, just say, praise God or praise Source. That's the last chakra that I connect to her that we would need to work with.
Yeah. Now, Rochelle, if you are listening, we do have your phone number, and I will pass that on to Dr. Kevin and Vonda, and they'll connect with you after the show. I have to add, Dr. Kevin, you're saying about, you know, when you clear stuff, you do become more in tune, your gifts shine, you know, and I didn't see that one coming for me. I thought, wow, like I had gifts, but, you know, it seems to be getting stronger for me just after the three sessions I've had, you know, so if people are looking for that, you're the man for it, my friend.
Well, the big thing is people have to, this technique will work for everyone. I don't like calling it technique. It's like just a spiritual journey, but people have to want to get better. Like, they have to want to heal. If I don't want people to come that are sort of wanting to just kick the tires.
No, a lot of people who are serious. You're going to be in for a real journey, folks, let me tell you.
Yeah, and basically we speak the truth to you. There's going to be tears. Some people are going to be in tears. Some people might even get angry. Some people get upset because they go, I've spent thousands of dollars. I thought I cleared all this. And they haven't, and I feel sorry for them, but I can't tell them something that's a lie. I connect them in whatever I see, whatever I feel.
And that's what I love about working with you, is that you do bring it on, and I love that. I love working with someone like that. And I'll be honest and tell everybody, one of our sessions, I was crying, and I'm not a crier. I was always raised as a child, you don't share or show emotion. And that was, I got to tell you, a tough session for me, but it was pretty incredible. But I can tell everyone listening, everyone around me is noticing huge changes in me, and I am feeling different. So I have to top my hat off to you, my friend. You're a pretty special man.
Thank you.
Now,
people are willing to open up to the truth.
Yeah.
So what happens sometimes is people want to argue with me, and I know that I'm right.
Oh, you are. You are. And I'll tell everybody, he is right. I can tell you 100%, 200%, 1,000%, this man knows his stuff.
But if they just
I don't say that about everybody.
Yeah, that's right. She doesn't.
If they just let me do what I want to do and let Vonna do what she needs to do, you're going to see a huge shift. So just it's all about just trust, just trust.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
we've only got about, 6 minutes left, Christopher?
Yes, we do. And I have to say this. Not only is he very good, but Dr. Kevin, you are also from Canada, aren't you?
He's a Canadian.
I can tell. I can tell, eh? But that's a good thing, though. I love Canada.
Yeah. So, but we want to point out to everybody, you don't have to be in Canada to work with this man. You can be anywhere if you have Skype.
We work with people in Europe and the States, and Skype is wonderful. We work with people all over the world.
Yeah. Everyone listening, you got to work with this man. Now,
your producer,
tell everybody how they're going to connect with you, Dr. Kevin.
They will connect us on the website at www.awakeningstechnique.com. If you have any questions that you want to ask us, we have an email. At kevinis@rogers.com.
Say that again. It kind of went out there.
kevinis@rogers.com.
Okay.
But I just want I want them to be serious because we get so many emails that we haven't got time to answer everything. But if they're really serious, then that's the other way you can reach us. But it also, that email is on the website. So,
and everyone listening, if you are looking to really change your life, I put my guarantee on this man and tell you that this is your answer. This man right here, Dr. Kevin Morrison, and all you have to do is email him or go to his website and say, I want to sign up. And that's all you got to do. And I'm telling you, the things that have happened for me, I just shared briefly a little bit, and that was 3 sessions I've had. And, my husband signed up now, and he's going to be starting. My natural path is blown out of the water. It's just, everyone is becoming speechless of what this man has done for me, and they can't get to him fast enough. So all of you have this awesome, awesome opportunity to change your life starting tonight.
It's funny. We've been on twice now. We still haven't gotten your producer yet.
I know. Well, we've got I guess we're almost out of time, aren't we, Christopher?
Well, we have 3 minutes.
I
don't know what you can do in 3 minutes.
Work your miracles, my friend.
Okay. How many chakras?
Go for it, Dr. Kevin.
Okay. Well, basically, you have two chakras how many exactly? 0, 1, right to spirit, exactly. Those are 3 chakras. 3 chakras you have to work with. The first one for you is self-worth.
Uh-huh.
It's self-worth in the present, self-worth in the past. It's self-worth in the past. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
41.
41. So where do we have to connect to? Where did you plant the seed of a lack of self-worth for the major issue is conception to birth? Was it birth to 10, birth to 5? So basically, the major issue of lack of self-worth for you is back when you were a little boy. It's back around age 10. That's where you planted the seed of your own lack of self-worth. Okay, so that's where the major issue started, but you've carried, have you carried that lack of self-worth into adulthood? So you've carried that lack of self-worth into adulthood. You keep trying to prove to yourself that you don't have a lack of self-worth, So you probably are always working too hard. You're trying to prove to everybody
that's right
that you have self-worth, okay? The next chakra with you, I'm going really fast, is first, second, third, fourth, fifth. It is your throat chakra. It's a chakra, too, that Sue had out. It's about speaking your truth, speaking your voice. It's about taking back your power. I want to know when did he lose his power? When did he lose that control? Was it conception of birth, birth to 10, birth to 5? And once again, it's in your childhood. You felt like you didn't have a voice when you were a child.
You are right about all of the above. And I don't want, if my parents are listening, I don't want them to think that this is their fault or anybody else's fault.
Bad people, but you felt like you were to be seen and not heard. You felt like a ghost in your own house.
I did.
You felt like your value didn't matter. The next chakra we have to clear for you, is it the zero chakra? Is it the first chakra? The next chakra for you to clear is about feeling safe. And is it safe in the past? It's safe in the present. It's right now in your life. It's about feeling safe. It's about. And actually, is it with work? With a career, work, hold strong. Is it career at home? Career as a husband, father. Is it work? The other issue with you is about feeling safe. And to be honest, it's safe in career. It's safe right now in your work. It's about you feeling safe.
So secure, absolutely.
Secure. It's about feeling safe and secure because you don't feel, you're not feeling 100% secure in your job, in your career. Okay? And is that the other issue? And is that the other issue? Okay. And do you feel like you do? And you always feel like you have to keep doing a better job to almost keep your job. I have to keep proving myself.
Right.
I got to work harder. And what happens is you're going to burn yourself out because you're working so hard to prove yourself that you're going to go up in a pile of flames because you're never going to get to a point where you feel that you value who you are.
And I feel bad we're out of time, but you are right on the money with everything.
Well, that's what I had to say in 3 minutes.
That's great.
You are good. Folks, I cannot talk highly enough about this man. Go to awakeningstechnique.com, check out Dr. Kevin Morrison, give him a call, an email, get signed up, and change your life like I am doing, like my husband is doing, and so many, many more people. We're out of time. Just to let you know all that on Thursday, July 10th, we do have Dr. Kevin Morrison back on the show, and he is going to be doing more of what he just did with Rochelle. So call in, mark that on your calendar. We're out of time. Just to let you know all that on Thursday, July 10th, we do have Dr. Kevin Morrison back on the show, and he is going to be doing more of what he just did with Rochelle. So call in, mark that on your calendar. We're out of time. Thanks for joining us. On behalf of Dr. Kevin Morrison, our wonderful guests, our wonderful producer, Christopher DePaula, and myself, Sue Lennon, we all wish you much love and many blessings, and have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you have missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on June 18th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Keys Center in Bellevue. Come learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them regular love and attention. Each attendee will receive a brief reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Register now. Call 844-BE-INTUIT or visit RUINTUIT.com. That's the letter R and letter U, INTUIT.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's DEERDEFENCE@gmail.com.